Here a clip of Randolph Winters speaking about the time travels with Asket. It means Billy's time travels with Asket in 1956.
Okay, as we learned earlier in some of the tapes, Asket did just that, and that she, on several occasions, took Billy on trips in the past. They went once to to meet the Rabbi Jicelli. They went into old Egypt to learn about that history and about the Bafath, which caused so many problems here. And on one particular occasion, she's taking Billy to Jordan, and from here I need to quit calling him Billy, because throughout this time period he was still known as Edward. It wouldn't be for several years after that that he would pick up the nickname of Billy. So I'll try to remember to call him Edward as much as possible. If I forget, just substitute Edward every place I say Billy. We are now in the year 1956. Asket has taken Billy on a ride with her in her ship, and they are in Jordan. Billy's been there once before with her, where they spent several days educating him all about his mission and the most unusual life that lay before him, and he learned a lot of the things about himself, as well as he was greatly educated in a lot of other matters about the universe, life, and the future that would serve him well. Interestingly enough, when they were in Jordan and they were walking, they came across a rather unusual individual named Jitchi. Now, Jitchi was a traveler, kind of a guy on the road, and Jitchi was about 59 years old. He was a Russian, and he had left Russia and taken off on his own and was just traveling with his pots and pans and experiencing the world and carrying his Bible with him. He was a Bible-carrying, God-fearing man. Well, they had a couple of conversations with Jitchi, and told him that they'd probably see Jitchi again, which to their surprise, they actually did. They returned 2 days later to Jordan and to continue their contacts, because what they're going to do, Asket has brought Billy, at the age of 19 now, to Jordan in the current time period of 1956, because they're going to return back to the year 32 in that same location. And for some reason, she brought him to Jordan, and they're talking there and discussing about his future life and his past life and so forth. And Jitchi comes and surprises them at the ship. They weren't expecting to see Jitchi at that point, but there he was. So Jitchi comes along with them, and I should give you a little background. Now, we went over this on another tape, so I'll run through it kind of quickly. Jitchi was a very religious type of person and had a lot of trouble understanding that this lady Asket could be from another world and was not an angel sent by God. So after they got over that hump, it was decided that it might be a good idea for Jitchi to come along, and he was extended the opportunity to come with them if he chose to do so. And there were some discussions, of course. Jitchi told them that he was God-fearing and believed in the Bible and all of this, and they had to have a few conversations with Jitchi before they left to explain that, one, Asket was not an angel. She did not come behalf on any God, and she was not here to change the world or anything, and that Edward was undergoing, you might say, history lessons, and that the purpose of this mission was to educate him, and that Edward had already put out much effort over his short lifetime so far to educate himself very well in matters of spirit and so forth, so he would be ready for this particular journey that he was getting ready to take. Well, as I mentioned on the other tape, Jitchi goes with him. They do make a few other time jumps through history and kind of get up to speed, so to speak, so they'd be ready for this one. It's no secret that probably nothing has had more impact on our society on this planet the last 2,000 years than Christianity, i.e. the story of Jesus Christ. And no matter where you go on the planet, you can get yourself into a darn good discussion with anyone when you bring up the subject of religion. Because depending on where you were born and how you were raised, people from all different parts of the world all have a little different viewpoint. The majority of the world does not believe in Christianity. Just simple numbers, most of the people are either Islamic or Buddhist. Not that many of them are Christian. Now, we live here in America where predominantly this is a Christian.